If you listen to Praise and Worship Sunday here on Life 100.3 and every day after 7 o'clock, you know that praise and worship music draws you closer to God. And Kim Walker Smith has been doing this for 20 plus years. She's been leading people into worship, and she's with us now to talk about a new project she's excited about. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Kim, your new album is called Trample. So the first thing I got to ask you about before we ask about anything else, that doesn't sound like the title of a worship album.
No, it really doesn't. But the title song is called Trample, and it's all about our authority in Jesus. This song is taken from the verse in Luke talking about trampling over the enemy, that that will be protected, nothing will harm us. And the verses or the song is just all about standing in that authority and remembering what Jesus has done, not just for our salvation, but to live a life free and full.
Because sometimes you think worship songs and worship music is more gentle and how we're, you know, in a loving embrace with our Lord, but this talks about stomping on things.
It is. It's got a little bit of a spice to it, a little bit of a kick, but it's awesome. My daughter, who's 6 years old, this is probably her favorite song on the record. She walks around the house singing it all the time. And I love, actually, when we do our prayers at nighttime, we talk about that, the authority that she has been given through Jesus. And when she feels afraid or anything else, that's what she declares and that's what she sings.
Well, let's talk about that a little, because I've read that you write songs sometimes, you know, and maybe all worship leaders do this, but out of the struggle, you know. But in this album, you said that this is from the other side of that. Can you describe that? Because you talk about this is a victory album.
Yeah. So often as a creative, the way that we kind of verbally process whatever we might be thinking about or walking through or whatever it is to write while we're in the process of things. But this album has been different for me because I feel like I kind of went through my sorting through some things in some wilderness for a bit. We made some big transitions in our family. We moved to another state. The ministry that I'd been a part of for over 20 years, I left, which always sounds negative. It wasn't a negative thing, but just going into a new season. But it was huge. It was just really big to be kind of starting all over again. And I kind of was wrestling through some stuff for a while and kind of trying to sort some things out. And on the other side is when I started writing the songs, and the songs felt completely different to me and a different process of the writing, because it felt like I was writing more like declarations and kind of statements. Like, I learned something and I want to share what I learned is how it felt. So writing on the other side and writing from the place a victory, not necessarily still in the process.
Because that has value too. I mean, sometimes we need a song that's there with us in the valley, but these are kind of mountaintop stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorite songs on there is called Mercy Seat. And that song is very much like a confessional. It's a song of repentance. And that one even is written, I would say it's not really that same sort of like in the process, but a like, hey, this was something I learned in this time, how important it is to come to the Lord in humility and to be able to just speak out and to confess and to repent and to say, I'm going back to something simple. The whole song says, I'm running back to the mercy seat. I'm coming back to the simplicity of remembering that Jesus, you are enough for me.
I love it. Have you ever sat down and thought, you know what, somewhere this morning, say it's a Sunday, somebody is singing how he loves us in a church, and it's just kind of like, wow. I don't know how I would feel if something that, you know, just came from me was just caught on so universally. In sitting maybe and thinking about that, if you've done that, what kind of impression has that left on you?
Yeah, actually, it's really made me incredibly grateful that I get to partner with the Lord in this type of ministry. I know even for my own life, there are certain songs that are kind of markers in my history with Jesus, you know, like a song that was playing in this significant moment when I felt like Jesus really spoke to me, or when I got free of something or whatever it is. There's, you know, we have these songs that when we go back and we listen, we're just like brought back to that moment with the Lord, this significant, this kind of marker in our lives. And I know that these songs become backdrops for a lot of people and their relationship with Jesus. And that is, it's very humbling. It feels like a little bit of a weight that I take seriously when writing. I want to do my best and give it my best and make sure things are theologically accurate, all of that. But also it just makes me incredibly grateful that these songs would minister to people and that they would be sung on a Sunday morning at church.
Kim Walker Smith, brand new album called Trample. If you can catch her out on tour, definitely go. Kim Walker Smith, thanks for joining us and spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.